All right, well, welcome to another episode of Casual Nonsense. I'm, of course, your host, Mark. And, you know, I want to remind you that if you're not following the show on Spotify or Apple, please go ahead and do that now. It'd be awesome. It'd be super special. It's the support that we need. So with me today, I have a lovely and amazing lady, my queen, Stacey. How are you today?
Hey, I'm back.
Welcome back to Casual Nonsense. It's always nice and I get a chance to rope you in from the other room to join me.
Yeah, right? Take a break from my reading to come in here and join.
Well, today is a special conversation because you and I got back from our very first, I don't want to say our very first vacation, but it feels like it was our first vacation together without any pre-planned friends or
family. It was.
Yeah.
That's kind of like embarrassing when I tell people that we've been together for 25 years and this was the first time in 25 years.
Yeah.
That we've ever gone away, just the two of us without going with friends or family or anything like that. But
you tried to go away without me. You
tried. Well, I did. This was supposed to be a girls' trip. but my girl Jamie bailed on me and she had a grandbaby. So yeah, you roped your way in.
It worked out well. Yep.
Yeah. And we came back together, so
it worked out. Good. It worked out. So, of course, we're talking about you and I went to Jamaica. We just got back from Jamaica. It was an all-inclusive trip. Overall, for me, it was a great time. Not only was the trip good, the experience was good. The company was pretty good. How about you?
I loved it. It was awesome. If I sound a little different today, I came back with a little bit of a head cold. So, excuse me if I sound a little stuffy.
A little congested.
Yeah. But the trip itself was, I just keep saying it's like paradise. It was. It was so awesome. Yeah. Just from when we landed, came to the hotel, and then until we left, it was awesome. I didn't want to leave. I kept trying to get one more night staying there because I feel like we weren't there long enough, but we'll go back.
It definitely flew by. A lot of things that I compared to this trip was cruise ships. We go on cruises has been our vacation of choice.
Yeah.
And I do love a good cruise. Like, yeah, no complaints there. But I compared a lot to that. But we also met a few friends while we were down there. So shout out to Mario and Tracy and Don and Mark and Selena and Adam.
Woohoo!
Hope you guys are listening. And if not, shame on you.
But they're our new friends. Our new travel friends.
But it definitely made the time down there enjoyable. I'll say for your sake, because you didn't want to be stuck just having to talk to me for the week.
True. So that's why I started just talking to random people. I was like, hey, all right, let's start with when we got there.
I was going to say, whenever we travel, right, traveling always kind of freaks me out because I don't say freaks me out. I say more like stresses me out.
It does so stress you out.
Thankfully, the trip there, the plane rides, we had to take a connecting flight. Everything was on time on the way there. So that was super helpful.
It was a long day, though. We had to get up at 2:45 in the morning because our first flight from here in Raleigh was at 5.
The airport wasn't even open. Like they didn't have the TSA line wasn't even open when we got there.
Yeah, that was something we learned. They don't open to start scanning like people through until 4.
Yep.
So I think we got there at 3:30 and then we saw lines like all over and we're like, oh shit, we're going to take forever to get through here. But it turned out they just weren't open yet. We got through pretty quickly.
Yeah, we got through. So that worked out well. So we landed in Jamaica. It was probably, and this was a point of discussion because we didn't realize that there was a time change in Jamaica. If you look at a map, I was like convinced that there was no time change because you look at a map, it's all lined up right. But we were definitely an hour ahead.
Behind. Yeah, which we didn't know until the night before we came home. We had no idea there was a time difference.
Right.
Yeah, the reason why we found out is because we kept arguing about what time we got there and the plane flights and like all kinds of things because the times just seem really off. And then I was like, no, it's the same. And so he's like, just text Kira. So I text Kira and I was like, hey, what time is it there? And sassy little 10-year-old goes, it's the same time it is there. It's 7:58. And I was like, oh, no, it was 6:58. So that's when we realized it.
That was literally, I think, the last night we were there.
Yeah.
That we were like, oh shit, okay.
You're such idiots.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so we get to the airport, right? I didn't think the airport in Jamaica was as confusing as I was expecting it to be. As far as getting off the plane, like they route you through to the customs and we get out of there. Mm-hmm. And then we had to find our bus ride. Like, so they have these, I call it a bus ride. It's like a tour bus ride that takes you from, you know, from A to B. So we were going to Negril, which was unfortunately, an hour and a half away from where the airport is.
Montego Bay.
Montego Bay.
Yep.
So we get there, and of course, you know, I gotta have a first rum drink right off the plane. So I had my $15 disgusting dark rum. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was. I drank it all, but I don't know what else was in there.
Well, when you went to get the drink, it said like margaritas start off with a frozen margarita. That's what they advertised as. And when you went over there, she was like, "Oh yeah, we don't have those ready yet. They hadn't even like turned on the margarita machine."
That's
so
right.
You just got something with rum, and it was all rum with a splash of something.
Yeah,
it was hard to get down.
And then, of course, they have the paper straws, which that's a whole other problem for me, but whatever. So we get on this bus, right? And we're thinking there'd be a handful of people going to Jamaica, to the hotel where we are. No. So we had this bus that seats maybe 20, and it's just you and I on there.
Yeah.
So right from the beginning, this guy's like, "Hey, man, do you smoke? You get high?"
"Say, man, you got a joint?"
No, not on me, man."
"It'd be a lot cooler if you did."
I was like, you know, sometimes I'm like, I'm all right for now, right?
You should have responded and been like, "Why? I look high?
I look high." So he kept asking me as we go, because we halfway there, the rum drink went right through me. So we had to stop the pee.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, the driving in Jamaica, I mean, this was the scariest shit I've ever been part of.
Terrifying.
So terrifying.
And I'm not a good driver, and he's scared driving with me. So it was next level.
Not anymore. You're awesome.
Oh, nice. They drive on the opposite side of the road, right?
That was freaky.
"You put people's lives in danger."
I'm glad that we said we didn't rent a car, because both of us we wouldn't have made it. One, we don't know how to drive that way, but two, the people that drive there, it's chaos. Our bus, again, we were the only ones on it, so we were just like, "Please, Jesus, let us make it to the actual hotel."
Right.
I
mean, they're passing people for no reason. Like, he's just guns it. And I'll tell you, I don't even know how fast we were going, because it's all the metric system. So
yeah,
the speed limit
idea.
Was like in kilometers. And I'm like, I don't have a kilometer calculator. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Right? But didn't you say you looked and the bus only went to like 80, like a max of like 80?
I don't think so, because it said, I think it was 88 kilometers was the speed limit.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not sure either. But same thing with the temperature. It was like 20 something in Celsius.
Yeah, we had
And
no
I'm
idea.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what that is. But it was hot. I'll just tell you that. It was fucking hot.
It was gorgeous. But yeah, it was warm. It was 90.
Well, hot with a nice breeze equals gorgeous.
Yeah, it was a beautiful breeze. Yeah. But it was like 88 to 90, whatever. But yeah, we feared for our life on the bus. Like, we were rocking back and forth. We cut corners like I thought we were like in Fast Five or whatever, because we were right straddling that line.
Man.
He's passing different cars. I was like, this is.
And they don't slow down around corners. What they do is they just beep the horn.
They beep.
In hopes that the car on the other side that's coming hears the beep and decides to move.
There was no red light. There are no stoplights. From when we left the airport, there was one. And then when we got to the hotel, I was like, said to him, "There's no like traffic lights, like stoplights." He's like, "Oh yeah, we have some of those." And I'm like, "Well, we didn't pass any. Like, we just go, and the cars that are coming in just slam on their brakes or beep
their
horns."
I've never wished for speed bumps more in my life on a main road with this guy fucking driving. Are you kidding me? But you know what? We made it. And
yeah.
The coolest part was, you know, we pull right up to the hotel, and he opens the door, and the way the hotel is, like the lobby of the hotel is set up, you open the door and you see through the lobby, because it's this big open space. And all you see is like the ocean. You know, it's probably 100 feet from where we were, you know, give or take. And it was beautiful. Like, now we're like, okay, we made it safe. Land ho. It actually felt like a vacation from that point on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful. The entrance to it is like, wow, beautiful. Like I said, the whole thing is open as soon as you get off the bus, and it's all straight to the pools, bar. That's what you see. Pool, bar, ocean.
Yeah.
Like, all straight in a row. And it's like, yes, absolutely yes, and hell yes.
We get a concierge should be in there, right? So right as we get in there, we're greeted by, you know, the bellhop's taking our bags. A lady comes over, hands us these two blue coconutty
drinks.
Right. Another dude came over with a cold towel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what to do with the cold towel. You know, I've been in like an Asian restaurant. They give you the hot towel, like steam your hands or whatever. This thing was icy cold.
It was ice cold. I loved it. I like put it on my forehead. I dabbed the sweat from the
ride. I was just doing what you did.
There.
I'm like, is this what you do? I have no idea.
I don't know. Who knows? We might have supposed to do something else. But yeah, I just put the cold cloth on my face, my hands. He came back, got that. drank the coconutties. The coconutties. We were calling the stuff.
But right away, like being pampered, I felt like the first impression of this place, 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. You know, for sure. For me, anyway, that's why I looked at it. It was like, I'm on vacation now. It felt like I was on vacation. I think then our room wasn't ready for some reason. So,
well, we got there depending on what time zone.
It was like noon local time.
And technically, you couldn't check in until 3 is what like the technical check-ins were. So we just got there early. And yeah, our room wasn't ready yet. So she just took all of our stuff and said, here, let's go. She showed us around, took us for a walk all around the hotel area, the multiple bars, mm-hmm. and swim up bars, and they happen to be serving lunch on the beach. And so she's like, how about you guys just stay, have lunch, have a drink, relax, and then she'd come and find us when our room was ready. So
when we go on cruise ships and we get the drink package, same idea, right? We get in here, this is all inclusive, so there's no, you know, oh, start a tab at the bar. And this is really the coolest part of vacation, is that you don't have to carry around your wallet if you don't want to. You don't have to carry around your phone if you don't want to. You carry around your drink. And then if whatever else you want to put in your other hand, you can high five people. I don't know, whatever you want to do, right? So this is the coolest thing, was to get in there. Like you said, we had the buffet, we had the drinks. But we finally get to the room, and I think you have a video of this, which was awesome, because the room we chose... We chose it because we chose this hotel.
I chose this specifically because I was like, I've never been in a room like this with a – it was a swim-up suite is what they called it. So the room was like a room, like a regular hotel room. We had a king-size bed and TV, a little two-person, you know, table or whatever. And then as soon as you open the balcony, like the balcony is covered and you have like a big –
It was a big bed.
Circular like
a
lounge big
outdoor
thing
lounge bed, yeah.
With another table, and then you just go ahead and – step right into the water from my balcony, and it had like a huge, another big lounge bed that kind of covered the water.
Yes.
That you can go lay out and just relax on that too. You just stepped from our patio, down the steps, and you're in the water.
It was awesome.
And so, the swim up bar was right across.
Yeah, from us. Maybe 50 feet in front of us was the swim up bar. So you could just go out, get a drink, come back. And the water was like, you know, 4.5 feet, right? So you could just walk in it. It's not like you're in 9 foot deep water, right? And just total warm water. I don't think it was heated. I think it's just hot from the sun. But it was refreshing.
It was nice.
It was really nice. It was really nice. So I like that a lot. Like that was, you know, everything as advertised to me when we got there, I was like, okay, this is it. This is my jam right here. It was amazing.
That was awesome. Though we kept having a wet floor. Like in our hotel room, like it, you know, like
moisture from
we
the
thought it
humidity.
Was like we dragged in a bunch of water, but I think it was just the humidity. Like our floor was so wet all the time. We had talked to our neighbors on one side of us and they said, well, what do you have your air set to? And I was like, I don't know. That's what it was on. I think it says 27 or 28 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that is. And both of them were like, what? They're like, no, yes, it's all going to be that humidity. You need to turn that down to 21 to 22. And I was like, okay, are we going to freeze to death? But when I turned it down, then the following day, it wasn't
bad.
It wasn't that bad, but still don't know what the temperature was. 70
I think 20 something? I think 20 or 21 Celsius was like 70, like 69, 70. I ended up looking that up afterwards to get an idea.
I'm so glad we chose that room. It was super cool. It was a cool experience.
Oh, without a doubt. So, okay, overall at this place here, right? So there was a lot of restaurants here. Well, I shouldn't say a lot. There was three restaurants, I think only one of which we ate at. There was the Asian, there was an Italian, and there was a seafood.
Italian. That's what our lady said. Where will you be going tonight? Are you going to Italian? And of course, I called her out. I'm like, I don't know what Italian is. I said, but we're going to go make reservations at the Italian.
What is a ute?
She was laughing at me. I gave her a hard time. She kept giving me a hard time. Yep. Our concierge lady was great.
Cassia.
Yep.
So we didn't eat at the Asian. We looked at the menu. That looked a little suspect.
No, it was all fine, except Mark and I eat between a toddler or a freshman in college.
It's true.
We're looking at it. We're like, oh, no, we don't like any of that normal
very
food that everybody
food.
Likes. Yeah.
Yeah. We made reservations at the Italian place. And then, but there's a couple buffets, right? There was one major buffet that was there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then there was another one that was just for breakfast on the other side. So no struggles with the breakfast. But the buffet place, I thought that, like, they need more variety in this, you know? And I know, like you just said, like, we're picky eaters, like, self-proclaimed picky eaters. Like, I'm okay with it. But I feel like there was too much.
It was the same thing.
Same thing.
Like, yeah. That never changed. I thought, oh, one day would be. I thought it said that it had the themes. So it said, like, oh, Sunday was International Night. But then it said, like, Monday I thought was something different. And Tuesday I thought it said was American or something. And I was like, no, every time we went there, it was the exact same thing. There was some sort of meat.
I don't know what their issue is with not having salt and pepper
in this or place. Any right? condiments. There's no fucking condiments. No. We were lucky. We found after the first day that there was ketchup if you asked for it.
There's ketchup on the island. That's that proven.
Yes, but no, because we had got – there's a grill that you can go to that's open until 5 where you can get burgers – French fries, I guess. So,
supposedly quesadillas.
Supposedly quesadillas were on the list, though. I asked for 2 days in a row and they said, nope, no quesadillas. There, I was like, dang, where's like, can we get some mayonnaise for our sandwiches? Like, right. Oh, there was the club, which I ordered a club sandwich. It was a chicken breast.
You got barbecue chicken with a slab of ham steak on it.
Something like that.
I don't know what club that is.
Did I order the wrong thing?
I don't want a membership
in
this club.
It seemed like it was a chicken sandwich, but either way, I'm like, is there mayonnaise? We got any mustard for the burgers? Like, nope, nothing. You're lucky if you got some ketchup. No salt, no pepper.
Nothing. I felt like on the buffet, like everything was jerk seasoning, right? And I get it. We're in Jamaica. But I mean, you're giving me jerk chicken, jerk pork, like a jerk soup, jerk rice. I think it was jerk water at one point, right? It was ridiculous. It was like, can we just slow down, just ease back, playa? On the jerk seasoning on everything. I don't need it.
What was that steak thing we got one night that was in there?
The steak?
Yeah, it was like mixed with some...
Oh, the pepper steak. It was supposed to be like a steak and cheese. So you could get the semi-cold pepper steak with peppers and onions. And then if you walk to the other side by the salad bar, with no dressing, by the way, you can get like a hot dog bun and you could put it in there.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was just picking out the pieces of...
That's all I did too.
Steak.
Yeah, no, the hot dog bun fell apart. It wasn't like
that wasn't bad though.
We ate, but I mean, thankfully it wasn't... a bunch of great desserts. Like if I'm on a cruise, I leave that cruise 10 pounds heavier. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I left 10 pounds heavier from this trip, you know, but I'm satisfied enough. I think the food would be the one thing for me that I would want to see more. But again, I'm comparing it to a cruise ship where right. you have, you know.
You can't compare it to a cruise ship is what people say. Because I've heard a lot of our friends or people I know are like, oh, they're either like all inclusive, right? They're like, oh, I love all inclusive resorts, or they're cruise people. And like, oh, I prefer to do a cruise. So we've done both. And I think they both have like
they both have different types
of pros and cons. Yeah. But the food was lacking at this hotel. We met some people there that said that this is actually one of their oldest hotels right. that needs to be redone. And
which I think they're doing next year or later this year, something like that.
So we stayed at a hotel called Azul in Negril. Like I said, the hotel to us, we were like, this place is great. Like we, yeah. sure. It was like a
every room in the hotel was ocean facing, right? So they're all different buildings, but there was no back rooms. Like everything was kind of angled, ocean view everywhere, which is great.
Yeah, everything was clean. Everybody was so friendly. You're just walking by, and you know the staff is like, "Good morning. How are you liking your visit? Can I get you anything?"
Clipping the hedges
So everyone was friendly, but the food was definitely.
Well, that little grill you were talking about. One day they came over and said that the cooks went on strike.
Oh, yeah. Right?
I think they were too busy. So we go back over there to get like a burger and like their version of a hot dog. And
management was there.
Yeah, you had one cook. And this guy, I swear, right? Like you don't even have to work in kitchens to know how to be somewhat efficient as you're doing stuff. Like you can work in your own kitchen at home and you know you can do more than one thing at once. Well, this guy was absolutely not doing that. He would put a burger on the grill and he'd turn around, look at the tickets. And then he'd watch the burger for a second. And then he'd turn around, look at the tickets.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro. Like, I'm going to jump back there and cook everyone's food here in about 20 minutes, and then I'm going to clear your board. It's on me. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous.
Though we did eat at the Italian restaurant.
Delicious.
Yeah, that was the last night, right? It was so good. And I said, we should have eaten there, like, every night because, like, there were so many different. They had, like, variety of even pizzas and margarita pizza, and then they had different pastas. Oh, my gosh, the bruschetta. I loved it.
Really good.
The stuff was fresh. The tomatoes on it were fresh. Like, it was really good.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it. Definitely worth it. Good experience overall. So some of the other activities that we did. I had my first massage. We did a couple of massages.
Yes, we did. He was freaking out.
I was a little nervous.
He was. He's like, I don't know. I don't know about massages.
Well, I didn't know the protocol, right? I'm like, babe, do I just wear my bathing suit in there? Like, how does this go? And she's like, no, honey, you gear down, you put a towel on, and you let them do their thing.
Yeah. And well, first he had on just shorts and a t-shirt. And he's like, do I just wear this? I'm like, what? No. And I said, you don't wear your shorts and a t-shirt. And he was like, well, I thought they'd just like pull it up on areas that they, no, honey, no. And he's like, well, I don't think I'm comfortable just gearing down to nothing. He's like, can I wear my bathing suit? And I was like, oh my gosh, just put your boxers on, like your underwear, your whatever, if you want to keep something on. Not me. When I get massages here, I'm taking it all off. They don't care.
Right. I don't have any draws, though.
Yeah, or maybe because what I do for a living and I'm just see everybody naked and vaginas all day, then I'm just like, meh. So, yeah, I just took everything off. But here, at least, you know, when we go to these I go to massage places, you get underneath a sheet and then you cover up with a sheet. But here you lay on the sheet and you just put a towel over you and like ring a little ding ding when you're ready. So it was awesome. I was loving it.
I'm so glad I did it because one, I had to kind of break that seal, if you will.
Yeah.
It felt really good. It felt really nice. It was about an hour.
They weren't shy either.
No, she wasn't.
So even though he had his underwear on, she pulled it down.
Like she was doing my back and she pulled it down like halfway down my ass so she could rub lotion or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
And then when she was doing your leg, she pulled it up.
Yeah.
So with mine, she was massaging everywhere and a couple times. I'm like, that was right in my ass crack. And then I was like, I think she just hit my labia for that one. You know, I was like, whew, okay, but whatever. I enjoyed every bit of it. It was fabulous.
Yeah, it was really good. I was just really afraid. I wanted to make sure that I didn't fart while I was in there because I'm like, oh, talk about ruining the moment, right? We got the Zen music playing and the lights
smells
are dim.
Smells nice. I would have died if you did that.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I didn't. So
friends of ours told us, ask about the hydrotherapy room
Whatever. Pool. Yeah.
After the massage, they took us to just a bathroom, like shower stall,
like
sauna
room.
Yeah, locker room, but you're separate here. I guess other hotels you can have it together, but these were separate. So we went in, the lady says to me, go ahead and get in the shower, you can rinse all the lotions and oils and all that stuff off, and then from there you go ahead and get into the sauna. You have up until 10 minutes, and it was the dry sauna. Have up to 10 minutes. How much time do you want? And I said, 10 minutes is great. Well, clearly, either Mark doesn't understand instructions or his weren't as detailed. So he was like, what do I do in the shower? I don't know. You weren't even in there long. You didn't know if you were supposed to use like all the...
I rinsed quickly. I thought I was just supposed to get wet to go in and go in the sauna so that you had steam. So then I'm just sitting in the sauna and she's like, well, you could lay down if you want. And I'm like, I'm all right. So I'm sitting there and what felt like an eternity, you know, was apparently like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So she came back over and I said, hey, I think I'm all done. And she's like, I guess it's too hot for you. And I'm like, well, no, that's not what I said. And then she runs in the other room and it's like, Mark says the sauna was too hot.
Laying down, like just relaxing because I was in there by myself. And she says, Mr. Mark says it's too hot in the sauna. He's getting out. And I was like, son of a bitch. And so I was like, okay. So I got out and you weren't hot. You were bored.
Yeah, I was like, I know my truth. I never said it was too hot.
Did you say I know my truth?
I was like, I didn't get the full instructions of how long we're in there. But it was fun. We did it, and then we went to the hydro pool, which is essentially like a jacuzzi, you know, with a couple of really strong jets, right?
Yeah, they were nice. One of them was almost painful. Like one of the ones that come out like above the pool, and like you stand in front of it, like your back muscles. And another one was perfect. Like it made like almost like someone was pouring a bucket more over you, but that was really nice.
Hey everyone, Mark here, and I wanted to tell you about a new podcast that I'm hosting. It's called The Double Take, co-hosted by Terrence Jordan. He and I together, we talk about our favorite rewatchable movies. We try our best to bring our unique insight and we do as much deep dive and behind the scene moments that you didn't even know existed. So if you like movies, give us a listen. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. But to make it easy, you can find the links in the show notes for this episode. So remember, The Double Take. Check us out. And now back to the show.
We also tried, we did stand-up paddleboarding.
Yes, like, we did.
That was something that...
I wanted to try that, and I was like, I'm never going to be able to stand up on it, but I'm going to give it a try.
You did.
Surprisingly, standing up on it wasn't bad at all until I didn't stand up on it.
You get this, you can go unlimited amount of time. There's no time limit. It's just they strap it on your ankle and say, well, you know, good luck. And so you go out, you know, in the water. I mean, it's not deep, right? It might have been 6 or 7 feet deep. I don't know. I didn't go in that deep, so whatever. So the problem with this place, with this particular section, was there's boats that drive by for parasailing and just for tours they're trying to get you, right? We're both standing up, but we're cruising, and, you know, we're doing great. It wasn't too windy at that time. It was still kind of in the morning. So now we're going next to each other, and we see a boat coming. And I'm like, Stace, there's a boat coming. It's going to make a couple waves. I'm like, you should probably jump down, you know, on your knees now, like, till the boat passes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, no, you're
so
like,
so me being
handsy.
Cocky, yeah. Mark gets down on his knees and he's like, Stacey, you should get on your knees. I'm not listening to him when he tells me to get on my knees. So I was like, no wave. I was like, I'm going to take on these waves. This is going to be awesome. So I kind of like turned my paddleboard like I thought I was going to surf or something. And yeah, the waves didn't work well for me because I went...
Ass over tea kettle
and into the water, which I hit my butt, like one of my butt cheeks down my thigh on the board when I was falling in. And so it ended up looking like feeling like a big rug burn, probably the size of my hand. And it was all red
too, right?
Oh, it, yeah. Now it's turned into this massive bruise, and sitting down, I'm like, ow, ow, but it was worth it.
It was fun. It was so fun.
We had a great time.
So the best part of this is we had some friends on the beach that were, we were paddleboarding in the background. So when you're on the beach, right, let me just back the story up for a second. When you're sitting on the beach, so we had these chairs on the beach, and there's dudes that walk up and down the beach selling shit, right? Mostly pot. Like, hey, man, you smoke? Yeah, I'm on. You know, or some of them, like one of them was with a guitar. Like, and they stop and they play some Bob Marley songs. Mm-hmm. Like, cool experience, but gets a little annoying after a while. But anyway, the guy comes down and he starts playing at the same angle where we were paddleboarding behind. So they're filming the guy playing guitar, right? So then in the background, you got us swimming by. So anyway, long story short, at the same time they were filming that is when Stacey wiped out on the boat. So yes, we have proof of her falling.
It was – they were recording it, and then Mark – was like, oh, the waves or a boat just came by. Keep recording. And then Dawn started laughing and like zoomed in. And that was the exact point where she caught me.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect. So we got a video of that. We'll post that up at somewhere and maybe.
And this area on the beach too that we had was like this fancy section where they, you know, you tell them where you want your towels or where you want to stay. And they'll get you set up there. And, you know, your little concierge butler
comes around. Drinks, bring some food if you want.
What can I get you? What do you want to drink?
Yep, it's a cooler of water right around the corner.
Yeah, so.
So it was awesome. It's not like going to like a public beach where you got to sit there and then, you know, be miserable. Like where we were sitting was literally maybe 7 or 8 feet from the edge of the ocean. So you can get up at any point and just go right cool in. Off and sit there. And it was amazing. It was amazing. So every day, when we go on cruises, I'm a big fan of trivia. Like, I like the trivia days. I'm not going to win every match of trivia. I get that, right? But we had at one of the swim-up bars that had trivia every day at 2 o'clock. So I was like, okay, that's usually a good break in the day just to go get a couple of daiquiris or whatever and just kind of hang around. And that's where we met basically the friends that we were talking about earlier. We're all kind of congregated around there. So that was pretty fun. Like, random trivia stuff, right? Kind of annoying because there's always these idiot assholes that are, you know, like there's no buzzers, right? So just the way they do it, they're just dumb. Everyone has going to be a know-it-all. There's one particular fucking Shelly
and Kelly. Shelly and Kelly. They were getting on our nerves.
And the cowboy
guy. Oh, every single time we went to either do some little game thing or the trivia, they always were there right near us, and they're the loudest people. So, you know, they get called on because they're yelling shit louder than everybody else, or they're just throwing things out. I wanted to hold their head underwater for just a couple minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what the laws are for murder in Jamaica.
Might be different.
All right, well.
Do I have to kill you? What if I was just to kick the ever-loving shit out of you?
But Mark is a big trivia person. So if we're on a cruise, he's at trivia probably like 6 times a day. If you ever need to find him, he's going to be at the trivia for different trivias. I will be, you know, most likely with
poolside.
Poolside, yeah. So with this, the trivia wasn't like, oh, you get a piece of paper, you write down your answers. They say a name that you call out. So the first one was Chocolate. I don't ever want to hear anybody say that again. There was this huge, fat,
so that was
drunk
like the,
guy.
That was like the buzzword, right? You had to yell
out,
like Chocolate, for example, and then they call on you. But what everyone was doing, the annoying people, they would just say, Chocolate, 10. Like, and it's like, we didn't call on you. It doesn't mean just because you yelled it loudest doesn't mean you said it first. But they didn't care.
Well, then the first day was that the big guy that was
the dude that
so
puked
wasted
in the bushes.
Yes.
That kept giving him tequila shots and he puked in the bushes. It was gross.
In front of kids and stuff. Like a new family had just arrived and like the concierge was taking them and their kids to the room and he just like walked up and started puking in the bushes. Like,
total idiot.
Hey, welcome to the resort. Yeah, he was. But whoever he was with, the lady that was.
Oh, drunk Tammy. Drunk Tammy.
It was awful.
Tammy was some drunk broad, for lack of a better word, right? But she was ridiculous.
You've been out with those losers all night.
Yeah.
But besides that, I mean, those are the crazy people. You know, I like to more focus on the cooler people that we
met,
we hung out with. Yeah, so I really appreciate that.
There was a lot of people from Canada.
Yep.
Shout out to the Canadians that we liked.
The Canucks. Also, a lot of people from Europe as well. Some.
Oh, yeah.
Some.
Hearing
some
people's
London,
accents for
some,
me was pretty cool.
I heard one kid from, I believe it was Australia, unless I'm getting the accents wrong. But
well, there was the one from Italy.
Oh, yeah, with the little kid.
The little girl. Oh, my God, she was so cute.
Yep.
She didn't have a top on. She just had these little frilly red bottoms and, like, a necklace. She was probably, like, a year and a half. I don't think she was two. Like, walking around, and I said something, but the mom was like, I don't speak English. Either she just didn't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
Or she really didn't. But I knew they were speaking Italian. But, yeah, there was a lot of different cultures.
I like the music vibe that was going on most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a lot of cover songs that were Jamaican covers, Jamaican versions of songs that you know. And I don't know how bad you listed. I Shazam some of them, so I have them. Mm-hmm. So I imagine you can probably get them on Spotify anyway. So I'm going to make a little Jamaican playlist and just kind of relive the experience if I can. But there was some that were pretty impressive. I was like, oh, this is kind of well done. Like, because you're outside, it's beautiful outside, nice little breeze. You're having, you know, drinks and you just listening to some tunes, hanging out with some friends. Like, it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Until 5.
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
What was up with that?
Shut it down.
Every pool bar closed at 5.
It's like 5 o'clock, everyone. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
like what do we do now?
Or something. I don't know. Right. And then you couldn't go to the grill. Even the buffet didn't open until 6.
6. Like all the restaurants started opening at 6. And so I don't know if they're like, hey, everybody, go back to your rooms and freshen up to get ready for dinner.
Is it sober hour?
I guess.
For an hour a day?
I don't know. We were like, well, what do we do now? Like, what if we didn't want to eat right at 6 at the buffet? What if we were having a great time sitting here drinking? Now I'm going to be like,
and if anyone knows
sober
us,
Sally.
We like to eat at like 5, 5:30.
Well, that's true. Yeah. So that was weird. Like, all the bars except for one at the very main building when you come in.
Yep.
All the swim ups, everything done. The bar, grill place, done. And so.
It was very odd.
Yeah.
It was very odd. So the problem with, like I said, with these all inclusives.
Not a problem.
It's not a problem, but the problem for me is now I'm going to go out this weekend and I'm not going to want to pay for anything. I'm just going to show my bracelet. Be like, oh, you got this, right? Like, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I don't know. We'll see.
And they don't cap on how many drinks. Like, you know, it's all inclusive. Like, if you're on a cruise, you pay for the drink package. But there's no cap. I mean, and they are heavy
pours. Yeah.
Not that I'm a big drinker, but I had to be like, less vodka, please. Only do half of what you normally pour. Because otherwise, you pretty much got vodka. Well, I got vodka because I don't drink rum. So the drink that I was drinking, which then you started drinking, and then Dawn switched, and she started drinking all those.
The Johnny Mez. Vodka,
yeah,
Sprite,
we
splash
did,
of cranberry.
It
Boom.
Was, yeah, more vodka, splash of Sprite, and a splash of grenadine, because they didn't have cranberry.
Oh, grenadine.
So we did a splash of grenadine. We had plenty of those, but yeah, they're heavy, heavy pours. And the only beer that you can get is Red Stripe.
Yep, Jamaican beer.
That's it.
The only one.
No other beer.
I drank it one night. It wasn't bad.
It looked like a light beer.
It's like a lighter beer, which is nice. They had it on draft. They had cans of it in your room, which were all included. Mm-hmm. So you could just pound that as much as you wanted to.
Oh, and Diet Coke, because we all know that I'm obsessed and addicted to Diet Coke. I'm like, oh, can I have Diet Coke? And they give me Coke Zero Sugar. So for them, apparently, it's Coke Zero. And I was like, no, like Diet Coke. And they're like, it's the same. It's not the fucking same.
They have no idea.
Yeah, and they're like, yes, it's the same. And I'm like, is Sprite and Mountain Dew the same here? Because Diet Coke tastes nothing like
tell me it's the same one Coke more time. Zero. See what happens.
Or I'm like, so pretty much just say no. But then we found there was a couple random places that actually had Diet Coke, but they weren't at all the bars.
Right.
So it was hit or miss.
A couple of taps had it, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then for shots, because the girls and I were doing shots and we didn't know how to order. Like, we're like, I don't know. Do they know shots like we have? So we just kept saying, we want a shot with vodka that's girly. A girly vodka shot. And every time was something different.
Every time.
Some tasted like a lemon drop, one like a kamikaze, one like
shit
cleaning solution. One I think was Windex. I'm not sure, but yeah.
I love it. Yeah, you can't just be like, hey, give me a fun dip. And they're concocting this thing. No, it's not going to happen.
No.
That's funny. So then our trip came to an end, unfortunately. We had to make it back home again.
Oh, wait. What about the – there was very limited type of activities, like I said, after 5. But the evening, like around 8, 9 o'clock or whatever, up at that main bar
– oh, the dance party.
They would do, some stuff. So we went up there. There was another – it wasn't trivia. It was something else. But then right after that, they're like, okay, we're going to have the dance party. And we're like, sweet. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, with the headphones.
Yeah, so they said, oh, no, it's a silent dance party. Well, we're not 20. So we're like, what the fuck is a silent dance party? And they're like, come get your headphones. And everyone puts their headphones on and dancing in silence to everybody else. So for the guys that were watching, it looked insane. But me, I was like, I'm going up. I'm getting the headphones.
Yep.
So I went and got the headphones first, and there was two DJs. There was the blue and the red. So when you had your headphones on, you could switch between the two, and your headphones would be either glowing red or glowing blue. I thought it was like a competition. And so I was like, all right, so I'm jumping between the two. I'm running to one.
Oh, wait, which DJ's playing the better
Yeah,
music?
Like I thought that's what we're doing. I'm running to one dancing and running to the other and dancing, and then no one else was doing that. So then the girls ended up getting headphones as well, and turns out, no, you just – dance to whichever one you want to be listening to.
The rest of us watching, right, it's literally dead silent in this area. Mm-hmm. And you had about 15 to 20 people just dancing to whatever's in their ears. So we're looking at each other like, I don't know, like, are we supposed to guess the dance? Like, what?
That's what I was doing to you. I was like, guess this.
Oh, man, it was nuts.
Yeah, but it ended up actually, I had a great time. Maybe it was all the vodka, but.
It was entertaining enough. Right, because then there was supposed to be the Rasta bar, which was supposed to be playing Rasta music at night after that party.
Nesta.
And we went up there, and there was zero Rasta music or reggae music.
It was reggae night. There was no reggae.
And there was no reggae. It was just a regular.
But the dance music was what we would dance to here.
Yeah, it's normal stuff.
It was the same. It was good.
So anyway, then we had to come home, unfortunately. There's no way that the trip home would be as smooth as the trip there, and it wasn't. So we're on the bus ride home, of course, and it's still an hour and a half to get from the hotel back to the airport. This guy's going to pick up a couple people. We're on our way there, and then our flight got delayed. So now we're changing flights. I mean, we told you how the bus drivers are like crazy drivers, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know if I can describe it any more than I already did, but you're white knuckling the seat in front of you just because you just don't know what's happening. This is not a comfortable situation. We stop to pick up another family at a different hotel. So we had changed our flight. So our flight was supposed to be at one time, and it was end up going to be like an hour and a half earlier. Stacy goes to the bus driver. And I don't know if you remember saying this to him, and you were like, hey, we moved our flight up. Can we step on it? And I'm like, Stace, what are you doing? Like, if this guy's stepping on it anymore, we're going to be fucking Flintstoning it. Like, that's like, he's not letting the, we're already going like, I don't know, I'd say 90, but I don't know what that is in kilometers. You know what I mean? So I'm like, holy shit.
Well, and the night before I started feeling like my nose was getting really stuffy. I had a little bit of a cough. So the whole day of travel, I felt like pure shit.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to just get home as soon as possible, which is not easy, especially the flights were just kept getting delayed and delayed.
But yeah, home safe. It was awesome. I can't wait to do the next trip.
Mm-hmm.
I love the walkout rooms. So overall, if you had to pick your, like, the best part of the trip, mm-hmm. I'll ask you to try to narrow it down to one thing, but if it's multiple, that's fine too.
I would say the most fun night the best part, the most fun night I had, where it was like, okay, we're going to go to sleep, was the night where all of us couples were
the dance party,
drinking, the dance thing.
And then we ended up at the pool after, just chilling in the pool.
Yep. We all went back
except
to the
Dawn
pool.
Except Dawn and Mark, because they crashed.
Yeah, Dawn and Mark passed out. She had to put them to bed. We never saw them again. Those type of people. Yeah, we're going to meet you at the pool and never see them again. I also, everyone went to their rooms to change into their bathing suits, but I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I just went right into the pool in my dress.
Or whatever.
I was like, nah, I'll just be in the pool. But that night, I think, was the most fun for sure.
Okay. Because the next morning was definitely the slowest, right? Because we were up later.
And then it rained.
And it rained. Well, I'm just being like, getting up the next morning was rough, because it was like, okay, good thing we brought the ibuprofen. For me, the best part overall, honestly, just the whole atmosphere down there, I thought it was awesome. I mean, we mentioned the swim up room, which was, if I had to pick one item, but I think just the atmosphere of being down there with the music, you know, you're right on the beach. It was just a really cool vibe overall, and how everyone was just, you know, you're walking, the guy clipping the hedges is saying good morning to you. How's things going? You know? So yeah, the whole atmosphere, I think, was really good. So
I like that we did new things.
Yes.
You had your first massage. We did our first stand-up paddle boarding.
Yep.
Oh, we had our dinner for two. We had a candlelight dinner for two at sunset on the beach, where, you know, they make a big heart in the sand and they put a table there. You know, it was just the two of us. We just were like, oh my gosh, there's filet. Like, we're going to eat something besides
the
chicken. And so... And again, we went down there. It was beautiful. The sunset was gorgeous. It started off like everything was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then they brought out the soup, which was pumpkin soup.
So you check the box and it's like, this is the soup of the day. And I'm like, all right, well, earlier they had like chicken noodle soup or jerk chicken noodle soup. And I'm like, well, I could have some of that again if that's what it is. Pumpkin soup.
Yeah, they brought out pumpkin soup. Mark and I started laughing. We're like, and he's like, you go first. I'm like, no, you go first. And so I took my spoon and like dipped it in, and I was like, you know, just touched it with my tongue. And like, well, I don't feel like I want to throw up. So we did like a couple licks of the spoon, and we're like, okay, we're going to put that aside.
It would have been nice for some, you know, oyster crackers.
Well, you also asked for the shrimp salad, but they never brought that.
They didn't bring me that,
But then for, you know, the sunset. And before we got our steak, which, by the way, this filet was awesome.
It was delicious. Yeah.
But then it's pitch black. So they give you a couple of those little, like, fake candles.
Little tea light candles.
But
yeah,
they're not very bright. So we had to turn on the phone light just in order to be able to see our food.
Yeah.
Because, like, it ended up so dark we couldn't even see what we were cutting.
Yeah, you couldn't see what you're cutting. Those little, like, I don't want to say little bugs, like little gnats almost. I don't know what you call them.
There was a little more bugs, yeah.
And thankfully on this trip, though, like, I didn't find any good desserts, right? So we're having this dinner, and the dessert was some sort of, like, rum cake or something. So it had a little thing of frosting on top. If you've ever been to Jamaica, someone told us this before we went down there. There's a lot of just, like, wandering cats in Jamaica. The first night we were there, we heard them, I don't know, mating or something outside our door. I don't know. It was pretty
loud.
Gross, right? But anyway, so there's this one cat that's walking around. I mean, this thing, I mean, you see its ribs, right? It's just so skinny.
Yeah.
This cat didn't even want this cake, right?
No.
Stacey put some on a spoon or a fork, and she's trying to give it to it. And the cat looks at her like, the fuck is this? Like, give me some filet.
I was like, what kind of starving cat doesn't? I'm like, it's cream. It just took the cream off of the top. And it was like, meh. And walked away.
What do you think the worst part of the trip was? If you had to pick something that could be better?
The travel.
The travel?
Yeah, especially the travel coming home. Maybe it was because I felt crappy, but it's long. I mean, the flight to get there is not even long, but it's a solid 12-hour day of traveling.
Yeah.
Just between the layovers and getting through customs, which actually was faster than I anticipated. It really wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
But the travel was long.
I would have liked, specific to the hotel for me, would have been maybe a little more of a beer selection. You know, like whether it's, I mean, me, I'm a Bud Light guy, right? So, I mean, if there's Bud Light there, I would have drank more of that. I don't just drink liquor when I'm at home.
Right. It's like, those are your choices. You're either getting liquor or a Red Stripe.
Right. Like why not get some Trulies in there?
We were surprised that they didn't have any of those. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought those, they could make a lot of money selling Trulies or some version of a Truly. Right. There's like 10 different brands that all taste the same anyway.
I'm not a big fan of Trulies, so I would have drank the same thing, but I know there wasn't just a lot of variety.
But they can be like refreshing, right? So when you go to a different bartender and you order, you know, a vodka Sprite or whatever it was, like you don't know what you're going to get. Like one time you might get a nice refreshing drink. And the next time you're getting a shot of vodka that tastes like Sprite, like with a dash, you know, you're like, what the, like, come on, man. Like, what's going on?
World needs plenty of bartenders.
But whatever, like I said, it was good. You know, you end up drinking more than you might normally, or than, except the dude that threw up in the bushes. you drink a little more than you should.
Oh, and what is with people that can't get drunk? So our friends, Selena from Canada, apparently, she's like, I'm Canadian. She can't get drunk. She just drank, and she's tiny.
She can hold her liquor.
She can hold her damn drinks. She was doing shots and she's like, no, keep it coming. I'm like, I had two drinks and I'm like, woo, this is a great time. And the same with Dawn. They're from Louisiana and her husband Mark is a very thick. I can't even sound like I'm from Louisiana. I don't even know how to say that.
Cajun accent is what it is. Yeah, but I can't even do the impression.
But she's another one that was like, oh yeah, she just kept drinking.
Oh, I disagree. I think Dawn got hammered.
You think John got it? Well, it took her a long time to get there.
Okay.
Like, she ended up having to drink a lot.
Okay.
And then I kept saying, like, well, you guys need to catch up to where I'm at. So, like, you guys should have a couple more drinks. But I did think that there was a point,
You guys kept powering down shots. Every time one of you would go to the bar, you come back with three shots, and it'd be three shots for the girls, you know?
Yeah, which it should have been, like, they should have kept doubling up on shots, and I probably should have just had maybe one. But right. I think the night ended fabulous.
Yeah. Overall, awesome time.
It was good.
I had a great time. I can't wait to go on another vacation and see where it leads us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We made some good friends, met a lot of good people. The all-inclusive was awesome. And they treated us like royalty. Yeah. I'm already ready for the next one.
All right. Let's book it. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for checking into Casual Nonsense and stay casual.
Stay casual.